This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is celebrating a better-than-expected jobs report for May. AP's Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
The president's walk into the Rose Garden doubled as a victory lap.
This was an important day because this shows that what we've been doing is right.
Experts had predicted millions more job losses in May, but as states began reopening, the government reports employers added jobs. The president seized on the gains to predict the virus pandemic's economic devastation is over.
We'll go back to having the greatest economy anywhere in the world.
Still, the unemployment rate is 13.3%, lower than predicted, but still at a Great Depression level. It's unclear how many jobs lost during the pandemic are permanently gone. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Donald Trump also invoked George Floyd's name while praising the economic news on Friday. The president said an improving economy is the best thing that can happen for race relations in the United States.
Hopefully George is looking down right now and saying there's a great thing that's happening for our country. There's a great day for him. It's a great day for everybody. This is a great day for everybody. This is a great, great day in terms of equality.
As protests over Floyd's death in Minneapolis police custody continue, the president said equal justice under the law means all Americans need fair treatment from law enforcement, regardless of race. Meanwhile, Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser has renamed the area near Lafayette Park in Washington Black Lives Matter Plaza. The words Black Lives Matter have been painted in huge yellow letters along 16th Street in Washington near the White House. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization is warning that a number of countries that have eased their lockdowns have seen increases in COVID-19 cases. As Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports, the WHO is urging people to continue to protect themselves and authorities to continue testing.
WHO spokeswoman Margaret Harris said on Friday that the epicenter of the pandemic is currently in countries of Central, South, and North America, particularly the United States. Harris told a UN briefing in Geneva, it's not over until there is no virus anywhere in the world. She also called for protesters across the world supporting the Black Lives Matter movement to take precautions, urging those taking part to socially distance, frequently wash their hands, and avoid touching their mouth, nose, and eyes.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Coronavirus is spreading fast through Brazil's indigenous peoples, with deaths rising fivefold in the past month. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Brazil as a whole now has the world's second largest outbreak of COVID-19. Manaus is the only place in the vast state of Amazonas that has hospitals with ventilators. Those are already full to capacity. Doctors fear the contagion could be a death sentence for vulnerable and far-flung communities. But a chronic lack of testing makes the scale of the spread hard to gauge. For many indigenous, this harks back to the dark days of colonialism, when Europeans decimated local tribes with smallpox, then rubber tappers, gold miners, and settlers brought malaria, measles, and flu. Now they fear it's COVID-19.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Saturday marks the 76th anniversary of the D-Day landings in World War II. However, as AP's Ed Donahue reports, fewer people will be there to mark the day because of COVID-19-related restrictions.
The 76th anniversary of the Allied invasion that turned the course of World War II comes as the world is dealing with the coronavirus pandemic. U.S. Army medic Charles Shea lives in France near Normandy Beach.
Nobody can travel anymore, but we hope to see you all again next year.
Shea is 95.
I feel helpless because I am getting weaker and weaker, but in my mind, I am still with the young men that paid the ultimate price.
Shea says he knows of no other U.S. veteran making the trip to France. The pandemic poses a specific threat to the elderly, like the surviving D-Day veterans. I'm Ed Donahue.
For more, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
Voice of VOA 1. the voice of America. VOA 1.
Are you ready for Taylor Swift? VOA 1, and Taylor Swift is worth an estimated $360 million, of which she has invested $81 million into property. She owns homes in New York and Nashville, and now there's a report that she's looking for a home where her boyfriend lives in London. Joe Alwyn and Taylor have been dating for over 2 years now, so that seems to be like some kind of record. 2 years is a long time. Coming up next, 5 seconds of summer on VOA 1. This is Teeth.
Some days you're the only thing I know. Only thing that's burning when the nights grow cold. Can't look away, can't look away. Beg you to stay, beg you to stay, yeah. Sometimes you're a stranger in my bed. Don't know if you love me or you want me dead. Push me away, push me away. Then beg me to stay, beg me to stay, yeah. Call me in the morning to apologize. Every little lie gives me butterflies. Something in the way you're looking through my eyes. Don't know if I'm gonna make it out alive. Fight so dirty, but your love so sweet. Talk so pretty, but your Late night devil, put your hands on me. And never, never
you're the best thing in my life. Sometimes when I look at you, I see my wife. Then you turn into somebody I don't know, and you push me away, push me away, yeah.
Call me in the morning to apologize.
I say left cheek, right cheek, drop it low and swing. Texas up in this thing, put you up on this game. I be parking my frame, gang, 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 gang. If you don't jump to put jeans on, baby, you don't feel my pain. Please don't give me hype, write my name in ice. Can't argue with these lazy basics, I just raise my price. I'm a boss, I'm a leader, I pull up in my two-seater. And my mama was a savage, you could got this here from Tina. I'm a savage, yeah.
Was happy. savage, no comparison here. I'ma flip my hair and look back while I twerk in the mirror. All this money in a room, think some scammers in here.
I'm coming straight up out that third. Whip the whip like I stirred it. Wood grain, we swerving, keeping his mind all on these curves. Coop fly like a bird, cold on him like burr. Always keep my word, no, I don't do crosswords. Tell you in a writing like them hot girls, them hits. I hopped this hit the way I hopped up and slid. I pop my lip, now watch me pop up again. I mop the float, now watch me sweep up these M's.
I'm savage, classic, bougie, ratchet. Sassy, moody, nasty. Acting stupid, what's happening? What's happening? I'm a savage, classic, bougie, ratchet. Sassy, moody, nasty. Acting stupid, what's happening?
Megan Thee Stallion with Beyonce. That's Savage from her new album, Sugar, here on VOA1, a song that was number one a couple of weeks ago. Megan Thee Stallion has been very, very vocal on social media about the injustices right now, the racial divide in the United States and the recent death of George Floyd. And she posted on her Twitter account just yesterday, police officers who murdered Breonna Taylor still haven't been arrested or charged. Friday would have been her 27th birthday. And then she went on to post some resources to bring killers to justice. So she's very vocal about that, as she should be. A lot of stars and celebrities getting behind this, protesting, peaceful protests on the streets of various different cities throughout the country. For all the latest news on the protests and the looting, you can find all of the updated news and information at voanews.com. So please do check out voanews.com or be listening at the top of the hour every hour. Here's Trevor Daniel on VOA 1.
Give me high like you do, yeah.
Money Motivation, VOA 1. I'm Larry London by your side. Thanks for joining us. Please let your friends know you found